welcome to the Chelsea.
Hello. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. Welcome to the Chelsea Skidmore Show. I'm here today with friend and comedian Brent Weinbach. Brent, it's great to see
you. Yes, nice to see you too. Sorry, I was maybe a couple minutes late joining you because I lost track of time. I was filling out my ballot.
I have to do that too.
I was going over I started getting kind of caught up in, you know, these different measures, you know, they're really hard to make. Sometimes they're just too hard. They're hard for me to make a decision about. And I just think, well, I'm just not going to vote on that. It's not that it's too complicated. It's just, well, emotionally it's too complicated.
Do you know a lot about politics?
I don't, no, I would say no, actually.
Yeah. Politics really not, exhaust me.
Well, I don't really like politics because I feel like people who are really passionate about politics, I feel like in general, they can be really black and white about things. And I don't like black and whiteness. Mm-hmm. And it's less common when somebody is more gray about things, and I like to be gray about things, and I don't know, things are complicated. It's hard to make yes or no decisions on things when there's aspects of on both sides that I agree with and disagree with, you know. So I don't like to get involved with politics or people who are political because they're usually really extreme. Well, they oftentimes are extreme, and you know, there's just a lot more nuance to issues in general. So,
yeah.
Sorry, I know that's not very funny, but
no, it's not. This isn't like
here's how to make it funny. Rather than, you know, talk about politics, I'm more into just talking about like poo and penises and, you know, just stuff that makes me laugh, you know.
Okay, well, the reason I was almost late was because I got caught up shitting. So, how's that?
Oh, well, there you go. Very good. Very good, Chelsea. Yeah. Good. We're on the same page, I guess. Yeah. It's like for you, you were late for a good reason. I was late because of politics, you know?
Both stressful. No, not stressful. I'm just kidding.
What's stressful?
I said both stressful. Talking about the shitting and the politics.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. There's definitely some physical stress that pooing can create.
Let me just start by saying this is a new color shirt for you.
No, well, this is an old shirt. I mean,
I don't normally see you in this color.
First of all, I've actually had this color shirt since I was probably at least in college and what maybe even high school. It's like a kind of a grayish. I don't know. It's like a grayish kind of color, I guess. A grayish, greenish color or something like that.
Could
I don't really know. I mean, what color is it to you?
A slate.
What? What's that?
Slate.
Sorry, say that one more time. You broke up.
Slate.
What is slate? Isn't slate kind of a darker, like a kind of closer to black?
Gray. I don't know. It just seems gray to me.
It is gray. It's a gray. It is a gray kind of shirt. Yeah. It's a grayish, greenish shirt. Yeah. And look, I've been wearing this color for a long time, but I've had this particular shirt for, I don't know, several years. It ain't new. Basically, what I'm trying to say is it ain't new. You know, this is the old me.
I feel this is like the first time that I've seen you in a while. I know that you've been staying at home a lot. And I love that you're still wearing layers even at home. You always wear even at home. I thought it was just like a going out in public thing.
Actually, truth be told, I have not. Because I'm doing this podcast, I'm wearing an extra shirt. But if I wasn't, I would have just worn. I would be wearing just an undershirt.
So what's that all about?
Well, because I'm at home, and I just wanted to be a little more covered up because. I just wanted to be decent for your podcast by wearing another shirt. I don't want to be coming out here with my, you know, just in my undershirt, and you could like see my nipples and stuff or whatever.
Oh, okay. Is that the issue with the layering? You're worried about coverage?
Well, I felt like maybe it would seem a little, I don't know, kind of just lazy or slobby to just, I mean, first of all, this, not that this is much of a step up, but I'm just saying it's a tiny bit that maybe makes just a little bit of difference, you know? I just didn't want to be just in an undershirt. I just thought maybe that looked a little low budget, you know? So I wore a t-shirt on top of my, you know, to really step it up, I wore a t-shirt on top of my undershirt.
And the audience of my podcast will appreciate that.
Well, yeah. Do you have a lot of viewers as opposed to listeners? Like how do your videos compare to your audio?
It really just depends on the guest.
Mm,
mm-hmm. It's case by case.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but,
some like popular guests will get more YouTube views because people want to watch them, you know, but it really just
depends.
It's kind of random.
But then some people who are more, they probably like, if they're, but then I guess the musicians probably, they get all the audio listens because
they have
more of a sonic based audience, you know?
That's true. That's true. So how have you been spending your time lately? Let's start off with that.
Well, I've been, you know, watching movies. Well, I mean, look, I actually kind of stay pretty busy doing like podcasts and stuff, you know, and trying to work on comedy related projects that I can do from home, you know? Like pooing and stuff. No, I'm just kidding. No, but like, yeah, just doing, I don't know. Yeah, working on stuff I can do from home. And that's kind of takes up a lot of time. But then with my free time, I watch a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. And I play old video games. And I actually do go poo, and that does take up a lot of time.
Hmm. Do you have a squatty potty?
No, I tried using that. It doesn't work for me. I don't.
Really?
Do you?
We have one, but I hate it because, like, I feel like if you have one, you need, like, a nice wood one, you know? Because Steven ordered one, but it's plastic. So, like, I feel like you need to, like, you know, it will get, like, dirty from sneakers or something. So I feel like you need to clean it. And then I just hate seeing, like, a plastic squatty potty in our bathroom. I just feel like it makes it more, like, it's just, like, not aesthetically pleasing to me.
It feels,
like, I feel like guys, some guys might not, like, notice things like that. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, that's just where I put my feet where I shit. But, like, for me, I want everything to be, like, beautiful in our home, you know?
No, it looks, like, diaper-esque in a way. It looks kind of nasty, you know? It looks like it's like a diaper for the toilet or something. It looks like a kid's potty, you know? I mean, I know what you mean. It's not aesthetically pleasing, and it's not something that, it's not a feminine thing. It doesn't look like a nice feminine or just not feminine even, but just, it doesn't seem like a nice bathroom would have a squatty potty in it, you know?
There's also a level of embarrassment that comes along with it when people come over. It's like, oh, they use that bathroom for shitting.
Well, you know? they can kind of, it makes them picture you like squatting, you know? It kind of creates this visual of you squatting and stuff. I'm trying to, I'm going to, change my audio thing so it's not, I don't know. Let me just ask if I sound different. Do I sound different if I, like this? Is this better? 1, 2, 3?
It does sound different. I don't know if I love it.
Do you like it? You don't love it?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Can you turn down a little?
It's what?
Can you turn down a little?
Yeah. Or what if I did this? I just don't want it to, you know what? I'm just going
to. I think I prefer the original way, to be honest.
I put it back up.
I like this.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, yeah, you know, first of all, I tried using one because I heard that it was good or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it did wonders for your anus.
Yeah.
And I tried using it, and I did, I forgot to turn my phone off. Turn the thing off. Well, it sounds like I'm a busy guy. You know, I'm getting calls all the time.
You unplugging the jack?
No, I would just turn the ringer off because that's the cordless phone, which I can turn the. Actually, I could turn the ringer off. Is off on my corded phone too. Anyway, that doesn't matter. But, your hair's blonde, by the way. The what?
I said I know. Do you like it?
I mean, it's different. You know, I get attached to things, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm kind of averse to change. So when I see you with blonde hair, I'm thinking, oh, this isn't, you know, this is somebody. Sorry. I don't know. I have to get used to that, you know. But yeah, sure, it looks cool.
Well, I color my hair a lot, but I probably only had dark hair since I've known you. But this is like closer to my natural color, actually.
Your natural color is blonde?
It's not this blonde. It's like golden brown. So it's like this, really? But the bottom, it's more like this.
Huh. Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
But there's some lighter pieces on the bottom from like the summer.
And why did you dye it black or darker? Were you trying to look more like a Latina or what?
Not a Latina.
You trying to get that Latin flavor?
No, I just, I felt like the light color here felt very boring and basic, and I just didn't feel like I was striking. So I felt like the darker color added like a sharper, edgier, like pop.
Make you seem more deep. You know, you want to be kind of more like, darker hair make you look more thoughtful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just right, anyway.
It's so boring to be light.
I hear that. You know, I've always been, you know, dark, you know what I mean, myself. I never, I've always had that darker hair, but now it's starting to get lighter too, actually.
You know what?
It's been getting lighter since I was 16.
I've known you for what, 6 years, I'd say?
That's right.
You don't look any different. Like, you always look the same. Do people say that about you?
That's because I'm adverse to change.
Okay, because you're always wearing the same, like, kind of outfit, and you always have, like, your hair the same. Like, you always, and you don't really, like, age. Like, you kind of just look, like, the same all the time. Like, even your pictures online, like, I put, like, a picture of you on my Instagram to be, like, oh, any questions for Brent, which I do have a couple. And then I was like, mm-hmm. He looks the same in every single picture. It's like, and I can tell they're from different spans of time, but like, you generally always look, you kind of don't age.
Yeah, I came out of my mom's body like this. This is what I look like when I was born.
Yeah.
I've always been, yeah. I'm like, it's not quite a Benjamin Button. It's like, it's just the same all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I probably look a little older though than I did, I don't know, 20 years ago. Well, look, going back to the potty squatty thing, or squatty potty, I tried using it and it pushes my body down into it in a way that is not comfortable at all. You know what I mean?
Pushes your body down into where? The toilet?
Like, it pushes my butt into onto the seat of the potty squatty in such a way that it pushes, you know what I mean? Like, how it pushes you down. I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
I don't notice, but I'll
like, think about it. If your feet are elevated, it makes your butt go. Are you supposed to just not sit on the thing? If you're on the squatty potty, you're not supposed to, are you just supposed to just squat over it or what?
I thought you were supposed to be sitting on the toilet with your feet up, but what if we've been doing
it? If you sit on the toilet with your feet up, it pushes the butt into it in a way that to me is very uncomfortable. And also it makes the wiping process very difficult as well. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When you wipe, okay. And okay. When you wipe, do you stand up to wipe?
No.
Okay. I met two people.
Girls or guys?
They were guys. I've never stood up to wipe. What?
It makes sense for a guy.
No, it doesn't. Well, how does it? First of all, here's the thing. I couldn't believe. Okay, the first guy told me that he stood up to wipe, and that was normal. And I thought, what? Stand up to wipe? That's crazy. And then the other guy said, yeah, what are you talking about to me? And he agreed with him. He's like, yeah, I stand up to wipe. I thought, what? You got to sit on. To me, I've always had to sit because sitting helps spread the hole open a little bit so that you can, you know, get a good wipe and get it all out, you know? Sorry, I really didn't mean to talk about poo, actually. I know we joked about it in the beginning, but.
You know what's so weird? So we have an English bulldog. Have you seen a picture of him?
Mm-hmm.
Jagger. So this is so gross. So we've been like, we have to wipe his ass every single time after he shits. And like, we were like,
yeah.
And we were like, I guess he just like has one of those like butt. Like, I don't know. Because when we got him, the woman was like, she gave us a bunch of things. And she was like, and here are the baby wipes. And I was like, for what? And he was like 12 weeks old. And she was like, because you have to wipe his butt after he goes to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I thought it was going to be something like when he was like a baby, but now he's, you know, 10 months and it hasn't stopped. And we're like, and whenever we go to the dog park, we're always having to like wipe his ass in front of like a crowded dog park. And it's so vulnerable. And like, it just feels like embarrassing. We're like chasing him down, like trying to wipe his ass in front of like all these people who don't do that for their dogs. And it was just like this weird thing. And now he just got neutered a couple of days ago. And they're like, oh, do you want us to clean out his anal glands? And we're like, okay. And now we like never have to wipe his ass. Maybe he just needed his anal glands cleaned. Isn't that weird?
Wait, what do you mean? Why did you have to? I mean, first of all, I totally get wiping his butt, but not just his butt. I understand wiping anybody's butt, you know, regardless of the species, right? And so my question is what does he do? Wait, was there like poo on his butt that you could see?
Like it was always getting stuck in his ass. Like,
I imagine that all dogs have that, you know?
I guess they don't. And now I guess they've all just been getting their anal glands cleaned.
See, I just don't buy it though. You know what I mean? I just think there's probably got to be a little bit of poo that is remaining on their butts or gets on the fur or something like that. And then meanwhile, these dogs are putting their butts on your bed or wherever you let your dog go. And I'm just thinking, yuck, you know? I ain't trying to hear that.
You want to get into a couple of these questions?
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's only a couple. First one, top 30 favorite sitcom theme songs. And you can shorten that number.
Oh, man, that's – I wonder if I could think of 30 good ones even, which I love sitcom theme songs. I love them. God. It's always easy to start with number one, by the way, and then work your way down.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is going to be, for me, the theme song to Punky Brewster.
Which one is that?
It starts off, well, do you know the show Punky Brewster?
Yeah, I watched it a little when I was younger. If you can play any of these also, I see the keyboard behind you. So feel free to play some of them if you can.
I mean, well, I could play, I can play some of them actually. Or I can play, yeah, I could play some of them actually. I could and I will. Maybe I will actually.
I totally know you can. You know? Yeah.
Give something to the Sonic listeners, the audio listeners. So, okay. I can't play this one though. I don't know this one, but the Punky Brewster theme song is really good. It goes, maybe the road is da 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 oh. You know the song? And it's like, every time I turn around. Anyway, that's really good. And that's my number one, probably. That was written by, and I think performed by, a guy named Gary Portnoy, who had an album that came out before he started doing TV show theme songs. And he has some really good songs, but anyway, Gary Portnoy, he also wrote the theme song to Mr. Belvedere, and he also wrote the theme song to Cheers, which I can play.
Wow. You certainly know a lot about this.
Yeah. You know, Jesse Fredericks did all the TGIF stuff, you know, Jesse Fredericks, he did, you know, Full House, and I think he did Family Matters, I think, but okay. Anyway, my second favorite, number two would probably be, the Family Ties theme song. I love it.
What's that one?
It goes like, we've been together for a million more. What would you do, baby, with our love? What would you do, baby, with our love? There ain't no loving. You can't love each other. Ooh, what would you do, baby, with our love? Sha-la-la-la. You know, remember that?
Wait, no.
So good.
I was too young for that show. But I love how you did the thing where you raised your hand, but you didn't get higher.
Oh, I did? Did I do that on accident?
Yeah.
But I love that ain't nobody you can love each other. Anyway.
What about the Golden
Girls theme song? What did you say?
The Golden Girls theme song.
It's not one of my favorites, but you know.
Steven loves Thank you for the Golden Girls or the Three's a Company song. Which one?
Three's Company's pretty good.
Yeah.
Three's Company's pretty good. Come on, knock on a door. That's good. I like that. Yes. I like you know, Silver Spoons is pretty good. That's probably in the top 10 at least, Silver Spoons.
I've never heard of
it. You never heard of, you know about little Ricky Schroeder?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, little Ricky Schroeder, you know, he's in it, you know. And Alfonso, you know Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? He's in that show also.
Oh.
Anyway, Silver Spoons is good, and the Hogan Family has a good theme song. Perfect Strangers is good, too. Actually, I think I could play Perfect Strangers. Here, let's try it. I don't know. Should I even?
Yeah, do it.
Bother with this?
Yeah, it's fine.
Let me see. All right, let me see here. Let's see.
I'm sure we can hear it from back here. It's not that far from where you are.
Let's see. I can play the Cheers theme song. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
You can hear this? I can put it really louder, actually. You know the song? Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Getting lost from all your troubles sure would mean a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. I kind of forgot how it goes, actually.
And you're always glad you came.
I ended it on a dark note there, you see? You know? It's like...
Like,
you know what I mean?
The bar is closing down?
Yeah, I mean, it's closing down for good, actually.
Yeah.
And then Perfect Strangers kind of goes something like this, I think. It's like, sometimes the world looks... Wait, how's it go? Sorry. Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing could rearrange. Sometimes you... Oh, I kind of forgot how that goes, actually. I mean, you know, whatever. I just thought, you know, look, the real reason I wanted to play Cheers just now was so I could end it with a minor key, end it on a minor chord so that it, you know, kind of just added my own kind of dark twist to it, you know, as somebody who has dark hair, you know.
Have you done musical comedy? I'm going to guess no.
Not really. I mean, there's a comedy song that I did called Pictures of My ... you know, like, and it's... Uh-huh. That was something I did, but I always kind of kept, yeah, actually I had some kind of, song parodies that I did, but they were kind of making fun of song parodies though. So I had this one song where it was like, you know, Whitney Houston's, Greatest Love, but it was, I just changed the lyrics to the word penis the whole time or whatever. And, I don't know. There's definitely other musical aspects to stuff I've done comedically, but yeah, but not, I don't do it in the way that, you know, when you think musical comedy, I don't do that. You know,
yeah.
You know how I do it. You know.
No, I know. I know. I just. I know it doesn't seem like your style, but you know, considering the fact that you can play piano, I just was like, oh, I wonder if you ever combine them.
Yeah, a little bit here and there, a little bit.
Okay, next question.
What about you? You want to get? Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, just I'll just name off a bunch more to fill that quota, you know, of 30. Okay. What else is good? I mean, Growing Pains ain't bad. I mean, I don't know, man. Oh, Too Close for Comfort. That's a good one. I like that. The Greatest American Hero. That's good. There's so many, you know. You know what's actually pretty good is the Oprah, this isn't a sitcom, but the Oprah theme song that was, there was an Oprah theme song at one point that is really good. But
what was the Oprah theme?
And, well, there's this one that's like, the middle of it gets so good. I mean, shoot, I wonder if I could, I couldn't be able to play it for you right now, but anyway, it's good. It's good. There's one of them at least. Alf. I love the theme song to Alf. I love that.
I was obsessed with Alf when I was younger. I had an Alf stuffed animal. Mm-hmm. And I would hold it, and there's all these pictures of me holding this little alien Alf. And then I would, yeah. when it came on TV, my mom said I would shake uncontrollably.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, like, you were really nuts for Alf. Wow.
I know.
Did you watch Alf with your stuffed animal?
Yeah, I like loved it when I was a kid.
So you made Alf watch himself on
yeah.
TV?
Yeah, there's a cute picture of me riding a horse at my birthday party, and I had Alf, the Alf on there with me, on the horse with me. I had a horse.
Yeah, Alf was kind of an exciting show because, you know, the sick TV sitcom with a puppet. And sometimes not just a puppet, but a man inside of a suit.
Next question.
Do you ever see those episodes where you could see Alf walking around and stuff?
I don't remember the show at all.
Oh, that's, it's so weird because usually you just see him from the chest up, you know?
Yeah, this is when I was like super young. So like 2, 3, 4, 5 years old.
Let's see. I mean, there's so many good theme songs. I you know, to come up with 30 is, I mean, I could probably name 30 theme songs, period, but it's, yeah, you know, but there's just so many that I'm trying to think of the best ones, you know, but I don't know. I like them all. I mean, I like all a lot of them. Mr. Belvedere is a good theme song.
Yeah. Half the shows you named I haven't heard of.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, much older. Actually, I like the Full House theme song. Did you watch Full House?
Yeah, I did. And I went to boarding school in Switzerland, you know, when I was 15.
Right.
And the guy whose dad produced Full House went to our school. So every time we saw him, we'd go, "Every way you look." And he'd be like, "Stop, stop."
Really?
Yeah. So I guess it's like, you know, people tease you with the theme song growing up.
Oh, that's interesting. So who do you know? What was his last name?
I'll tell you after.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know?
I wonder if it was Franklin.
Yes.
If it was... Jeff Franklin.
Yes. Do you know
his son? It was Jeff Franklin's son.
Do you know his son?
No, I don't. I just know Full House. I know the Full House.
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
I know
that?
Full House pretty well. You know?
Yeah, his son's name is Remy. Well, his name is Remington. I think he's like an agent or something now.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of Full House. I want to be in Full House.
Funny.
I want to live in that family. I want to, you know.
Who is your favorite character?
I want to be in Full House. I want to be one of the dads that's hanging out. I want to be the fourth dad who helps take care of the kids, you know?
That'd be a funny, like, sketch. You're just a
Uncle Brent.
Uncle Brent.
I'll be Uncle Brent. There'll be Uncle Jesse, Uncle Joey, and Uncle Brent. Although, if I had to be one of the Full House members, I would be... Danny. I most relate to Danny.
Bob Saget.
Yeah, that's right. I most relate to Uncle Danny. Just kidding. He's not uncle, but that'd be funny if they... That'd be a funny episode if they started calling him Uncle Danny because they were so used to calling the other ones uncle, you know? Would that be actually really funny if Michelle started calling Uncle Jesse Dad and then started calling Danny Uncle Danny? That'd be funny.
Yeah, that was such a good show. It was on for so long.
It was on, yeah. I mean, it was on for like, I think 7 or 8 seasons.
It felt never ending.
You know what is interesting is there's an episode that focused on Kimmy Gibbler and it was kind of intense.
Really? What was it?
Well, it was an episode where everybody forgets her birthday or forgets that it's her birthday. And, it's a really good episode. She has a real shining moment. It's really emotional. I mean, Kimmy gets emotional and it's really good.
Oh, so you can see that. Yeah. She was a good actor.
I want to see that episode. I want to watch that again. She's so good.
Where is she?
No, I like Fuller House. What's that?
Have you watched the remake?
I watched the first season. I watched all of the first season, and I watched about half of the second season. And I don't know, I just got too busy to watch the rest of it. I would watch the rest of it. I just kind of got too busy to watch it. But, man, there's some – it's not like Full House at all, really. Well, it is and it isn't. But, man, one thing that's lacking is I feel like 80s kids were so much better than today's kids as far as actors goes, you know? There was just a certain kind of genuine quality about children in 80s TV shows, and I love that. But nowadays, kids in TV shows seem so just, I don't know.
I feel like it's awareness.
Yeah, something like that. They just like try to be cute too or something like that, and it doesn't work, you know?
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, I feel like they're trying to do something instead of just being.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? Like, I feel like
right.
In the past, like, little kids would just come on and just like do their cute little thing, and like, it's almost like Shirley Temple to me was like trying. You know, like she was like, I'm a little cutie.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That's a good point. Is that it's not like kids haven't tried to be cute throughout time, you know, but I don't know. There's something that feels a little more authentic about a lot of these sitcom 80s kids than, at least the kids in Fuller House, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but it's
there's
more
some,
effortless. But
there's
now,
some unintentionally, what's that?
It may be like a little more effortless. And then you think of like, I don't know, what popped in my head was like Modern Family. And it's like, you know, it's like a whole different thing.
Yeah. I haven't seen Modern Family, but by the way, there's some really unintentionally funny things in Fuller House that I'd recommend the fifth episode. If you're going to watch an episode of Fuller House, episode 5, you got some really unintentionally funny stuff in there.
What did they say about Michelle though? How did they handle Michelle? She didn't come back.
Well, what's weird about the show, about Michelle, what's weird is they make reference to Michelle and they also make reference to the Olsen twins.
Really?
In the show.
That's weird.
Well, yeah, they make reference to I think it's either their clothing line or their perfume line or something like that called Elizabeth, right? Isn't that right? Or something like that? What?
Elizabeth and James.
Oh, is that what it's called? I don't know. So whatever the case may be, that they do make reference to the Olsen twins and Michelle at one point. And I just thought that's kind of interesting that the Olsen twins and Michelle are different people in that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of references to Michelle. They kind of do a lot of these winks to the camera and stuff. And anyway, they say that they're off in New York trying to do their clothing line or something like that, you know, which is, that's what they say about Michelle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Huh.
Which is what the real Olsen twins do.
Let me ask you this.
Would you ever want to be friends with an Olsen twin?
Yeah.
Me too.
Let me ask you this. Why can't I order Chili Busters any longer?
Oh, there was such high demand for Chili Busters that we kind of like sold out. You know, it's like, I wish I could say that there were, yeah, I mean, we finished them.
Wait, what was that? That sounds familiar. It was like from a video or something.
Yeah, it's from a video. Yeah.
But what were you actually, did you actually sell something?
Well, eventually I did sell decorative Chili Busters, you know?
What are Chili
Busters? Chili Busters are these little packets of chili that are in these little plastic bags. So it's like if you want to eat chili on the go, you just bust them in your mouth, you know? Like they're basically little, you know, this size packets basically of chili. And you just pop them in your mouth, you know? You're good to go. Chili on the go. Chili Busters. You just bust them in your mouth. At shows I sold decorative, non-edible decorative Chili Busters that you could maybe hang on your Christmas tree or whatever, but they were filled with brown yarn, that this kind of multi-colored brown yarn that I created to simulate chili. But yeah, like I said, it was like a, it's a chili buster that you could have laying out, you know, on the coffee table, non-edible, just to show off, you know what I mean? Decorative piece.
Do you get a Christmas tree?
Did I get a Christmas tree?
Do you get a Christmas tree for your place?
I don't get one for myself, but my family always gets one every year. Yeah. I don't, do you, yeah, did you, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah? In your apartment?
Yeah, I love decorating for like every holiday.
That's cool. I mean, I just don't put that kind of effort into things. I should, though, maybe. Maybe that's going to be kind of fun for me.
We have...
Oh, yeah, Halloween stuff?
Can you see that thing?
Yeah. Who is that? Does that represent somebody?
That isn't that... the Freddy? From Friday the 13th? Or whatever?
Oh, that's Freddy?
I don't know. Is that the guy from Friday the 13th?
The guy hanging?
Yeah, who is that guy?
It doesn't look like Freddy.
Then who is that?
Don't look like. Oh, it looks like some sort of just. Wait, get closer.
Hold on, let me get it. See, like, I don't even know. That's what I thought it was. Oh, wait, you know what? That's not who that is.
So what?
You're right. That's not who that is. Who's this guy? Is this the Halloween guy? That's what I meant.
No, this guy's oh, yeah, well, it looks like it kind of. Wait. It's sort of weird. I guess it is Halloween. I guess that's Michael Myers.
Yeah, I think it's the Halloween guy. I didn't mean to say Friday.
Michael Myers, his name is.
I always confuse Friday the 13th and Halloween for some reason.
Wait, but you know what, though? It kind of also looks like... Hold on, let me just look up real quick. It looks like... It doesn't just look like Michael Myers. It also looks like...
I'm not great at this stuff.
You what?
I'm not great at this stuff. Like, I like horror movies, but, like, there's a lot I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't like to be scared. It looks like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy, kind of, you know?
Oh, really? No, I
know that that's probably supposed to be
no, I feel like
Michael
it's
Myers.
I feel like it's Michael Myers because he has this. And if it was the Texas Chainsaw guy, he would have...
No, it's 100% Michael Myers. It's Michael Myers for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have a chainsaw. And also, the Texas Chainsaw guy, Leatherface or whatever, he looks different anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't like to be scared, you know? I don't like to be scared.
I don't either, but for the month of October, I like to feel very festive and watch horror movies.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. No, I like the festiveness of Halloween, certainly. Yes, I like the festiveness of it. I like festive stuff, yeah. But I don't like to be scared, though. I don't want to be scared, you know? Especially, I don't have, you know, I'm up by myself and stuff, and I'm always by myself, and, you know, I don't want to be thinking scary thoughts.
It's scary when you live alone and watch. It's, like, too much to live alone and watch a scary movie.
Mm-hmm. Or even to watch a scary movie with someone and then have to go home.
Yeah. I don't like it.
But...
Here's the next question. What do you cook if you're angry? I don't really like that question. You can answer it, but we can also just change it to, what do you like to cook?
If I'm angry, though? What does that mean?
I feel like that's like a stupid question. Someone just was trying to be weird.
I mean, if you're angry, you kind of want to just order food, I feel like. You
know? Yeah.
I don't cook anymore. I just order food. Now. Yeah, pretty much not at all.
Even during
I used to cook. I've been ordering food. I order food and stuff, yeah.
How many times a day?
Well, I do go to the store and get some items as well, but I usually order every few days, and I order a lot of food so that it will last me for a few days, you know?
Like leftover. Like if you'd order from Russia, you'd order multiple items so you'd have leftovers.
Yeah, I try to order dishes that will be good as leftovers too, you know?
Like what?
I feel like certain rice dishes can work, you know, for a while, you know, or not for too long because rice grows these sort of toxic spores or whatever. But the yeah, I don't know. Certain rice dishes I feel like can work for a while. Like some, there's different Indian dishes, but not curries. Curries are not good. I feel like, I mean, curries refrigerated are going to get really hard, and then you can't really, I don't know. They're just more, those aren't as easy. Sandwiches, a lot of sandwich kind of stuff, you know?
I hate
But sometimes I order one-time meals, you know, because I'm feeling saucy, and I think, yeah, I want to get a steak from Lala's, you know? I'll go order some Lala's steak, you know?
I love
sometimes I get, yeah, I like Lala's. I like getting the steak, you know? I love steak. You like steak?
Yeah, I love steak. I just started, I just learned to cook it in quarantine.
You didn't know how to cook steak before?
I never, you know, like how there's certain foods that just seem intimidating because you've never tackled them before?
Oh, really? That steak seemed intimidating, huh?
Yeah, it did. But I...
All you need is... Yeah?
Well, so I've been doing it a bunch of times and trying to learn, like, the best tactic. I think we like the cast iron the most. I was doing cast iron and oven. We don't have a grill, so if I did have a grill, I think that would be the best. But steak is, like, kind of, like, every... Like, I don't cook it perfectly every time, so, like, sometimes it's, like... It's kind of like a gamble. I don't have it down yet.
All you need is salt and pepper and butter.
I'm talking about the cooking time.
Oh. The cooking time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just don't like to bother with all these dishes and stuff anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of it.
I know. But you don't cook anything at all.
Nah, not anymore. I used to do all kinds of stuff, you know, chicken and whatever, you know,
what's your
different
best,
things, you know.
What's your best dish when you do cook?
I don't know, you know. I mean, I've got some inventions that this isn't cooking, but this is just putting stuff together. But I think this is kind of cool is I created this dish. It's I call it tuna nut Cheerios. And so what it is you get honey nut Cheerios, or you can get a generic brand of that or whatever. So you get honey nut Cheerios and you get tuna, okay? And you eat tartar sauce with dill.
You don't eat
and you mix it together. Well, first you mix the tuna, the tartar sauce with dill. Kind of mix that up. Then you put Cheerios in there and smash the Cheerios up in there too with the tuna. And what you get is this concoction.
You don't eat
of it. Yes, I do. I mean, I have. I haven't done this in a long time, but it's good. It's really good. But it's tuna nut Cheerios. It's got this crunchy kind of sweet, you know, bready kind of thing mixed with tuna and the tartar sauce. It's really good. It's really quite good.
Sounds
and that's
like,
a little bit.
It sounds like the kind of combination you make if you're stoned.
I guess so. I've never been stoned before, but it is. It's good though. I tell you, it's good. Another thing you could do is you can add. I'm trying to think if I have done this before. I've added some kind of. I don't know, hot sauce to it or like a Caribbean jerk sauce to that. That could spice it up in a cool way too sometimes if you want to do that. There's a lot of things you can do with tuna and honey nut Cheerios.
Last question. How much better does Chelsea look in person than in pictures?
Was that really submitted or is that a question that you created?
That's so funny. No, look, it's a question.
How much better does she look in person or pictures?
Do I look the same?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would say that a lot of times people, this is a compliment, I think, that a lot of times people would say that, you know, in a picture, someone looks better because, you know, a picture is, a picture can be constructed in a way that, you know, shows off people's best angles and stuff like that. And that you know, or it can be filtered in some kind of way or something like that. And I would say that Chelsea looks as good as she does in pictures, which is, you know, which, so that's better. A compliment, I think. I think people look better in pictures.
I think what? I look better in person.
Better in person than in pictures?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you know, because it's a 3D. It's the 3D version of the picture. Imagine a 3D version of the picture. That's going to be better, you know? So, yeah, better than in pictures, but and if not that, then as good as the picture. Pictures usually look better, by the way, for people. It's just clarifying.
Yeah, I have some friends who look completely better in person, and people are always going, oh, my God, you look they're like, oh, you look so different in person, and it, like, really hurts her feelings.
Okay, you're right about that, too. Yes. Sometimes people are not, for some reason, don't take good pictures. That's true. And sometimes people don't look as good in pictures. You're right about that. But you know what, though? I think they're just not taking the right kind of picture. You gotta get somebody behind the camera that knows what they're doing, you know?
I just thought of this right before we started. I'm going to make a generalization about men, and you tell me if you feel like this is true.
Okay.
I feel like all guys love Bruce Willis and UFOs.
All guys love Bruce Willis and UFOs. Well, are you asking if that's true for me, or do I think it's true for all men?
Both.
Well, I just don't think anything is true absolutely, but any group of people. But I will say that as for myself, I mean, yeah, I like Bruce Willis, sure.
I love Bruce Willis.
I mean, he's not my favorite. I mean, I like Die Hard, you know, but and I like Mystery Date, but I mean, there's other male actors that I like more than Bruce Willis by a long shot. You know, if I was going to say, I mean, I love Jeff Goldblum. And by the way, I was into Jeff Goldblum. Now it's trendy now. I mean, now he's really popular. Everybody is into him, but I was into him, you know, way before anybody. And I like Steve Buscemi.
I love Jeff Goldblum and Steve Buscemi.
Those are my favorite guys, my favorite actors. Yeah. So I feel like Bruce Willis, I like Bruce Willis, but you know, if I'm going to go in the Bruce, I like Michael Keaton though. You know what I mean? Bruce Willis is cool. Bruce Willis is cool. I like Die Hard. I like Die Hard a lot, you know?
Have you ever seen any of Michael Keaton's stand up?
I saw a clip on YouTube of it, yeah.
How was it?
Pretty straight ahead. I think it seemed pretty normal, you know, seemed fine, you know, I don't know. He's good, you know, Michael Keaton is cool, you know.
Yeah.
But as for UFOs, I mean, I personally don't really believe, I've seen some interesting things in the sky before. I don't know if I'm like necessarily into it. I don't believe that Earth has been visited by aliens, but I think aliens, I mean, I think there's probably life out, you know, somewhere out there, you know, but well, I guess that's not even the question. The question is, am I into UFOs? I mean, I think it's cool to see weird stuff in the sky and think, what's that? You know, and then it turns out it's some missile, you know, being shot from some foreign country or something. But I don't know if I'm, well, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, aren't you into that?
Steven is.
Do you mean into the idea of, aliens, or do you mean like science fiction, or do you mean like
aliens? Like, I feel like I know so many guys who are obsessed with aliens, and Steven, like, he's super, super into them, and he'll even, like, try to conquer them, and I'll get really upset because I feel like he's, like, because I heard this thing, he told me that if you, like, start to talk about aliens and you do a lot of research, that it, like, calls them into your, like, universe, sort of. So I'm afraid. So I'm like, I'm getting really upset because I feel like he's calling aliens into our place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see. I don't believe in aliens. Like, I mean, I don't believe they're here or that we can contact them or anything like that. But, I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, I think space is fascinating. You know, I think outer space is, it's crazy. You know. I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is no. The answer is no. I'm not into UFOs. And
yeah,
maybe guys, I don't know. I don't think guys in general, it's really what you're asking really is, am I into science fiction, you know? I mean, I'm sort of. I mean, whatever. I mean, just like an average person is probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The same thing you that know? You know, my same generalization for guys, do you have some equivocative thing for women?
I was going to bring up the same thing. Yeah, let's see. I don't really have any generalizations, but I think women like Victorian stuff.
Is that no.
True? You don't like Victorian stuff?
No. To me, that's a that's velvet. That's a choker. Velvet? It's velvet, the fabric. A lace choker with like a white round thing in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of royal purple.
Mm.
There might be a cape. I don't like any Renaissance sort of shit. Like
we're not talking Renaissance. Renaissance is, that's, we're talking Victorian stuff, you know? We're talking, you know, late 1800s or something like that.
Like Interview with the Vampire?
Well, that spans, I think, a lot of time. Actually, I don't know. When is Victorian era, you know? When was the Victorian era? I mean, we're talking, you know, let's see. Let's look it up here. Victorian era.
No, this is not for me.
You know, Queen Victoria's reign. Yeah, okay, so late 1800s is part of this, I guess. So, but yeah, I mean, it's basically the 1800s. It's like, yes, yeah, I guess I was right. So it's you know, kind of mid 1800s to late 1800s. Well, anyway, my sister and her friends are really into it. And my sister even subscribes to a magazine called Victorian Magazine or something like that.
Oh, my God.
She loves. So funny. And I feel like, well, but the truth is I do feel Victorian stuff is a very sort of feminine sort of thing. Because it's nice. Mm-hmm. And it's old fashioned and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And
I don't like period pieces.
You mean period piece, like movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister loves that. She loves period movies. She's all about it. Like, she loves, yeah, she watches period stuff all the time. She likes stuff like, you know, she likes Downton Abbey and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah, period stuff is kind of, you know, sometimes it's hard to get into period stuff, but you just have to, if you engage with it for 20 minutes, you'll get sucked in, you know what I mean? It's kind of like I used to feel like black and white, I don't feel this way anymore, but like black and white movies used to be a thing, mm-hmm. where, you know, you kind of would rather watch a color movie, but, you know, I don't feel this way anymore at all, but... Mm-hmm. You know, if you just embrace it for a little bit, it's not so bad. Okay, now, it's kind of like, or watching movies from the 20s, you know, silent films from the teens and the 20s. You know, you kind of don't really feel like you want to watch that, but if you just engage with it a little bit, you can get into it, you know?
Yeah, I tried to watch some older movies over the past couple months. I like Sunset Boulevard, which is like a classic. It's
great, great film, great, excellent film.
Yeah, I watched Double Indemnity.
Yeah, that's good. What else?
Chinatown, but that's not black and white.
Right, Chinatown, yeah, Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm. Faye Dunaway. Mm-hmm. Roman Polanski.
Belle du Jour.
What else?
But that's
Belle du Jour.
That's an older.
What?
It's an older movie, but it's not black and white. Belle du Jour.
Mm-hmm. What else? What have you seen recently that you like? I mean, just not. I mean, any era, you know.
Well, what we've been watching right now is we're going back and forth between Cobra Kai. We're on season two.
Mm-hmm.
And The Vow on HBO, the show, the documentary series about the NXIVM sex cult.
Okay. But have you seen, what are some of the movies that you liked?
Oh, we just watched From Dusk Till Dawn.
You liked it?
It was so fun. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, I saw it when I was younger. But it was really fun to watch as an adult when you can kind of appreciate it. It was like super action packed and really fun. And I really loved it. You know, I watched like a bunch of Coen Brothers movies I've never seen, you know,
like which ones?
Like Fargo, which I really loved.
My favorite movie of all time is a Coen Brothers movie.
What?
The Hudsucker Proxy.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's so good. It's the best. That's the best movie.
I watched Barton Fink.
I love Barton Fink. Barton Fink is my second favorite Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? I tried to watch True Grit, but I stopped watching it because I just don't like it.
I haven't seen that one. That's one of the few I haven't seen.
Yeah.
There.
And then I rewatched Burn After Reading. I think that's it for them. But I just love their style. I love like all the characters
great.
They use and I love the angles they use and stuff.
They're one of my favorite filmmakers. Mm-hmm. Or they're one of my favorite filmmaking. They're two of my favorite filmmakers, whatever you want to say. Hey, by the way, speaking of cooking, I saw a video of yours recently where you cooked pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, at one point, you said the word sauce, and Stephen asked you to repeat it, and you said it differently. And the first time you said sauce, this accent came out, and it sounded kind of like a New York accent, which is interesting because I don't hear that in you normally. And I know you're kind of from New York, right?
I am from New York.
Yeah, you are. Okay, yeah. And did you... I liked that moment a lot when Steven said, wait, can you say that again? The word sauce again or whatever? And you said it not like that. Do you make an effort to hide a New York accent or what?
No. I do say sauce. Like, I can put it on a little bit. Like, normally if you're going to say, like, you know, pasta sauce, like, it's like...
Sauce.
It's... I don't quite have a New York accent, but certain words, like it's words that have an AU, like I'll say aw.
Aw, yeah.
But I can put it on and like force it, but like I could be like, oh, that's awesome.
But you did it on accident that when you said it in that video, right?
Yeah, I do. I said sauce, and then you said, what is it? And then I said, probably said sauce or something.
Right. Yeah. That was a nice moment. It's funny. It almost sounded like you kind of try not to say, you know, pronounce things like that or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I used to say egg weird.
Oh, how do you say that?
Egg.
Egg?
Egg.
Okay.
Instead of egg.
And does your mom have a really strong New York?
No, she's from California.
Where is she from?
Newport Beach.
Right. Okay. Because usually I think of you as somebody who sounds more Californian, if anything, you know, and more kind of like a Valley person, actually. Yeah. You know?
Well, me and her have the exact same voice. Like, I sound exactly like her so much so that growing up, I'd answer the phone and like her boyfriends would call, you know, whoever she was dating and be like, hey, baby. And I'm like, this is her daughter.
We talked about that on the Poundcast. Remember
we did?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Do you still do that?
Yeah, every week.
Oh, cool.
We do it every week, just like this. Have you seen, oh yeah, you go out. You went out to, you did some live shows, right?
We did a weekend opening for Josh Wolf in Phoenix in July.
Both of you did, right? You and Steven?
Yeah, like we'll trade off like opening and feature. It was
fun. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. What? How do I feel about
going
what?
going into a club and stuff and being indoors with people and stuff?
I didn't mind, like, but to be honest, I haven't missed stand up during this entire time. I have not missed it
right at all.
Like, I've been writing a lot more, and I really enjoy writing, and I feel like, you know, it's weird because it's like I didn't really notice this, you know, when I was out doing stand-up. It was just something I did, you know what I mean? Like, it was just my life. So it's like I wasn't thinking about how – I wasn't thinking about it in this way, which I'm going to explain. So then – when it stopped happening, like, I just felt myself become a little more introverted, like, performance-wise. And then all of a sudden, doing stand-up felt very much like, look at me, like, I'm funny. Everybody stop and look at me, like, while I do this joke, you know? So it just felt like I just didn't feel, like, in a performative mood, and I just enjoyed, like, sitting at my computer and writing and spending, like, that creative energy into that, like, quietly, just, like, not feeling like I was, like, outwardly having to prove myself to anyone or, like, get anyone's attention kind of thing. Like, that's how it felt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like I probably am missing it because I've been having dreams a lot about doing shows, you know? And I've been dreaming about doing shows, and in those dreams, I had a dream just a couple nights ago about I went to Arizona to do a show, and it was indoors. But then I had this thought, and I thought, oh, nobody's wearing masks or anything, and there's a lot of people here, and I got concerned about, you know, the thing, and I don't know, it was just weird. It's a weird mix of, I guess that's on my mind. I guess is that I don't want to perform because I'm scared of, I don't want to be around people and stuff. And it's kind of too bad in a way, but I have been writing some new material. And actually, I don't mind doing these Zoom shows too, you know?
Really?
There's like online Zoom shows and stuff.
Yeah.
With you can hear the people laughing and stuff, and it's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, I've done a couple Zoom shows, and like I was supposed to have this one this weekend, but I canceled, honestly, because...
Oh, really?
Well, I started doing a new side job. Sober companioning. Do you know what that is?
No, what is that?
So I'm trying to think of how to explain it because I feel like there's sort of a spectrum with it. Last week was my first week. So I'll just tell you briefly about the types of jobs there are because I think no job is the same and I can't really get specific because I think I'm supposed to keep it, you know, pretty anonymous and private with the details. But like, for example, like you could maybe even just pick someone up and take them from point A to point B, like, you know, like doctor's appointments and 12 step like meetings, or pick someone up from like a hospital and have to bring them home. So there was like jobs like that. And then also I was at a rehab all weekend. I'm not going to like, I can't like give the specifics, but basically you're with someone like 24/7 and you're essentially like their like cheerleader, babysitter, support system, friend. And you basically get paid to like be with them, you know, like every day, all day long until like you go. Huh. So my hours were like 7:30 to like 11 at night. And then I slept there for two nights.
You have to hang out with them in person?
Yeah.
What about, you know, as far as COVID-19 stuff goes?
Well, you know, they've all been at this rehab for like a while. So they've all been tested and they're all cleared, you know, and all the staff there have masks and stuff and they test people. So. Yeah. But you're basically just, you know, it's for people who are sober, you know, you have to be sober to be a sober companion and you're just supporting people who are like new in their recovery or struggling or they need, they don't want to be alone and they need like the support of someone else, you know?
Can I know you can't go into the specifics, but was it a male or a female?
Women work with women and men work with men.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like I got a job again for this weekend. So it's like I had a Zoom show and I was like, I don't need to do this 5-minute Zoom show, you know?
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's an incredibly rewarding experience. Like, I didn't realize how much I would like it, but you really, you know, if you're working with someone who is like inspired to get better, you know, everyone's different. So it's like some people are kind of just like in their own heads and like, they really just want you to kind of take them somewhere and they're not really like thinking about recovery. And some people like really want to get sober. They're like figuring things out. So it's cool to get to work with people who are willing to get sober and want to, and you just get to see all these like incredible changes, you know, within people. And it's like, it's really beautiful, honestly, and really cool to be a part of.
Did you make them laugh? And did you laugh too?
Yeah. And like, that's what was like, I'm pretty good at it, honestly. It's like, I don't like outright say I'm good at things normally, because it feels like gross. But like, I do feel like I'm good at this. Like, you know, it's like, these are all people who are like, you know, don't have a lot of time sober. So, you know, some people might be like depressed or not feeling great. So like, of course, you know, to like make them laugh and be like super fun, like it just shows them that life can be fun and like brighten up.
Right. That's a great thing. It's to show people that you can have fun without having to use drugs or alcohol. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so a cool thing, you know?
Yeah. So it's been fun.
I try to send that message out myself, you know?
Yeah.
That you can have so much fun and it won't hurt your body in any way.
Because you've never done anything, right?
Never. And I have a lot of fun, believe me. I mean, I laugh. I like to laugh, you know, and laughing is really, that's the best. I mean, that's the best natural, you know, high, I think, you know, is you just laughing all the time. I love laughing, you know. Mm-hmm. And you don't need drugs to do it.
No, totally. There's like so many things you can get, you know, natural highs from.
There's a lot life has to offer that is very thrilling and fun and exciting. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to drink to do it.
So
yeah, this is like my message to
now we're in a beautiful house. That was Uncle Brent talking.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. That was it. That's funny, yeah, Uncle Brent.
So can you now give us a message from Uncle Brent on why it's cool to not drink or do drugs?
I mean, I kind of just did, but
get into character now and imagine it's like a heart-to-heart.
Oh, okay. Well, my character would be kind of like me, basically. So it'd be, look, there's a lot to joke around about, a lot of laughs to be had about going poo and using a squatty potty and so forth. And you don't need drugs to make you laugh or to have fun. I mean, you might need to take some Pepto-Bismol from time to time if, you know, you're having stomach trouble, but drugs are not cool. And if somebody disagrees with you and they think they need drugs and alcohol to be more social or to loosen them up, that person should seek counseling. Good night, honey. It's like I'm saying that to a little girl, you know.
I know, in her room before.
When I say that, I say they should seek counseling. Good night, honey.
That's so funny.
But it is true. Actually, did you ever see, speaking of sitcoms, did you ever see on Growing Pains, there was an episode about alcohol and drunk driving, actually. And I think, no. Which one was it? No, it was about marijuana. I think actually, I think Kirk Cameron was at a party, and I think that there was, I can't remember. Anyway, but it was about substances, and at the end of it, Kirk Cameron did this sort of kind of PSA to the camera, like I'm looking at the camera right now, and he talks about peer pressure and stuff like that, and. You know, people probably think it's stupid or something. I think it's really cool. I don't think I'm not into religion, by the way. You know, I don't think religion's cool. And I know he got really religious and stuff, but I think this is cool. What Kirk Cameron talking about peer pressure and stuff. It's really cool. And I want you to hear it. I want you to watch it right now.
Send it to me. I'll watch
it. Look up Kirk Cameron. Here, let me see if I can find it. If you do Kirk Cameron PS, it's probably PSA or something like that. Kirk Cameron PSA, probably. Hold on a second. Let me see.
Oh, drug PSA? I got it right here.
Probably. He's at a party. It's like on the set of Growing Pains.
I got it, yeah.
Take a look at it. See if you can. Yeah, here, you watch it. Yeah.
I'll put it here for the listeners.
Well, actually, can't we just share it on the screen here? Or can we share it?
You know, a lot of people tell you that drugs are cool.
Do whatever you want. Yeah, do however you want to do it. And, like, I want you to see it, though. I want everybody to get this message because it's cool.
Okay. Let me figure out.
Yeah, start it from the top.
Give me a second.
Or share it. Yeah, share it. Let's share it. I think I can actually – yeah, do you know how to share your screen?
Can you do it already, or do I have to give you permission?
You might have to give me permission, but let me hear it. Let me see if I can do it. Try doing it. Hold on. Trust me, guys. The wait is going to be worth it. You're going to love this message. It's going to resonate with you, and you're going to just think, you know what? Kirk Cameron is right. You know.
Didn't they do PSAs on Saved by the Bell?
I guess so. I never really watched Saved by the Bell.
Really? Okay, I got it.
Here. Oh, really? I was about to do it, too. Wait, hold on. Do you have... here, do you want me to do it?
Okay.
Oh, you have to enable me to share, but...
Fuck.
Do you know how to do that?
God damn it.
Do you know how to enable? What? Are you an... Do you know how to be an enabler?
This morning in GMA is totally awesome.
Fuck. Here, I'll do it. Let me do it.
But you can share it.
You have to do. There should be a.
This is a nightmare. I couldn't figure it out.
Okay. Under share screen, do you see that there's like an option for you to enable?
I can't get rid of the ad.
You see.
Oh my God. Okay.
Do you see? Here, I'll share it. But here, enable me though. Do you see on the bottom share screen, there should be like a little pull up menu that where you can allow other people to share.
Now, can you?
What?
Can you do it now?
Let me see. Yes. Okay. Now watch this. This is for everybody here. Okay, check this out. Is this good?
Yeah, you have to turn it up.
Hi. You know, a lot of people tell you that drugs are cool.
You have to turn it up.
And they're the same people who are saying that everybody's doing something, so what's your problem? Well, they're wrong. Everybody's not doing drugs, and you don't have to try them to be cool. Look, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your lives, but I am telling you that you don't have to do something you don't want to just to keep your friends happy. I mean, if that's the way that they feel, then maybe they're not your friends. And maybe they're not as cool as you thought they were. And one last thing. I'm not being paid to say this. This is how I feel. And if you think that makes me uncool, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Could you hear it? Was the volume playing?
It was a little low, but I think we could hear it.
Oh, is it? I think that you were hearing my. I think you have to hear it from my audio. Damn. Okay.
That's so
I hope. I mean, shoot! I almost want to do it again just so that you can. What? I mean, I want to make sure you can hear it. You know what I mean? Here, I'll do one more time. Sorry. Let me just. Let me see something here. Well,
you can turn up the volume on YouTube on the bottom of the screen.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because this is it's very poignant. You know, it's very poignant what he says here. You know.
Yeah, he's trying to eat this, so I have to go hang it back.
Okay, I got it. Here we go. This is how we do it. Watch this. I think you're gonna be able to. Here. Oh shoot. Sorry. Hold on. I know this is a lot of trouble just for this, but I mean, look, it's going to be worth it. You can cut all this technical stuff out, you know, if you want.
Okay, come over here.
Hey, watch this. Watch this.
We're all here for the PSA.
Okay, so you can see the screen, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully this is loud enough, right?
Yeah.
Is that loud enough? Was that loud?
Yeah, it sounds better.
Hi. You know, a lot of people tell you that drugs are cool, and they're the same people who are saying that everybody's doing something, so what's your problem? Well, they're wrong. Everybody's not doing drugs, and you don't have to try them to be cool. Look, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your lives, but I am telling you that you don't have to do something you don't want to just to keep your friends happy. I mean, if that's the way that they feel, then maybe they're not your friends. And maybe they're not as cool as you thought they were. And one last thing. I'm not being paid to say this. This is how I feel. And if you think that makes me uncool, then you're wrong.
Okay.
That's so funny.
I love that. I love how it zooms in.
And you know what it reminded me of? Do you watch did you ever watch The Whitest Kids You Know?
Yeah. I know those guys too. I'm, yeah.
Did you see the Jaws episode?
Jaws? No.
Or the sketch, it's when they're like basically like, you know, doing the scene from Jaws where like the one guy is like talking to everyone how there's like something really dangerous in the water, and it's like zooming in, and then it zooms past and like zooms in on like a girl's underwear and her skirt, like with her like. Oh. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I like how that zooms in on Kirk Cameron because he's so. I like that I love how he says, then you're wrong. You know, there's something cool about that, you know, and it's just, there's no music or anything. It's just, it's all quiet. I just love that. And I,
very confident, you know, I wish. Morals.
Yes, confident, yeah.
At Catholic school, we'd have to watch all these PSA videos on not to do drugs, and they were always by Kirk Cameron.
Really?
And like how Jesus was away, and like, they would just show us the videos, and it was always Kirk Cameron.
That's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy about the religious aspect, but I wish that I was in a position of influence that I could make stuff like this, you know?
You can.
Minus the religious stuff, but, you know, kind of get the word across that, you know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Wait, what? You should start... You should just start making those PSAs and put them on YouTube.
I want to make a PSA, a gangster party line PSA that's anti-drugs, that where it's imagine gangsters saying, like using a lot of foul language, but saying it's bad to drink and do drugs and stuff, you know?
That's That's funny.
That'd be kind of cool, right?
Questions.
What?
No, what he would campaign against or, you know, speak up about. Let me go to jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Can you get that from Jagger?
Yeah. Later. Peace. That's what's up.
Bye. Bye, Steve.
Respect.
Jagger has a bottle in the background. It's getting a little crazy over here.
I'm leaving.
Well, Brent.
Well, look, yeah, look, I hope this episode has been helpful for some people, you know, and I hope that they'll, you know, yeah.
Good to see
hope
you.
It was a positive influence in some way, you know?
Yeah. You need to make those PSAs. I look forward to seeing them.
I want to make hardcore PSAs that are anti-drug and alcohol PSAs that are just hardcore kind of get thugs being hardcore about it and saying bad words and, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know what we don't do? Drugs. Fuck that. Like,
kind of a thing, you know? Yeah, and just saying, you know, if you, it's like, I don't want to say the bad words right now, but I just imagine just them calling people out on it too, you know, and saying, I don't know, I can think that could be funny, you know?
That is fine. I love it. Brent, thank you so much for coming on. Where can we, I know that you're not really on social media a lot, but where can people find you, look you up, any of that kind of stuff?
I have a YouTube channel. It's Brent Weinbach. So, you know, it's all, yeah. So youtube.com/Brent Weinbach. A lot of videos on there. And I've got, the Twitter account is Brent Weinbach as well. On Instagram, it's Brent Weinbach Comedy. And what else? I mean,
you have an Instagram now?
I have an Instagram account. I don't post often on it, but I'm posting things every now and then.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not on it a lot, and I don't post on it a lot, but I have been posting things, yes. And
how do you have an Instagram, though? You don't have a cell phone.
You can use it on a desktop computer.
Will you ever get a cell phone?
The plan is to not get a cell phone. I mean, that's the plan, but who knows? I mean, you know, who knows? Things could change, but yeah, you know. I have this comedy special on Amazon called Appealing to the Mainstream, if people want to see that. So.
Yay. All right. Thank you. Good to see you.
Nice to see you too, Chelsea. Thanks for having me.
Hi.
Hey, and stay in school.
Love it. Bye.
Don't do drugs and stay in school.